there is some debate about when to begin treatment. So what's San Francisco General's, what's the approach here at UCSF about when to begin treatment and when not to?
Well, let me just back up and say, well, what we at San Francisco General Hospital, we offer treatment to everyone as soon as we find out their HIV status. We are the first clinic in the country and in the world to offer what we call universal treatment. The reason we're doing that is for what I had alluded to earlier, was that from the minute a person is infected with HIV, damage starts not only to predispose them to infections, but to their organs. And we would argue that the data show that the virus is worse than the drugs that we give. So therefore, we should start treatment earlier. And we think it has the best chance of preserving health, of preserving the immune system.
And then there have been recent studies about transmission and whether someone taking the antiretroviral drugs is less likely to pass the virus along to a partner. How does that figure into what you recommend to people?
Well, we made this recommendation to offer treatment to everyone for the benefit of the individual. However, a secondary benefit is one would predict that it would reduce transmission. In fact, when we made this policy, what we did was a modeling experiment where we predicted in San Francisco, if we treated all the people who were in care or all the people that known had HIV, what would happen to the number of new cases. And over a period of 5 years, depending on how aggressive you do your testing, you reduce the number of new cases by 50 to 75%. Now, those are theoretical predictions. However, we are tracking that. Our public health department is looking, since we've rolled out our policy, what's happening with new infections, and we do expect to see a reduction.
I looked at the numbers for San Francisco this week, and it looked like there's still more than one infection a day of somebody in San Francisco becoming HIV positive. Is that your understanding?
Absolutely correct. There's somewhere, we do estimates of this, somewhere between 500, 600, 700 new infections in San Francisco, which is just truly astounding. In the United States, we have 60,000 new infections every year, despite understanding how we prevent this disease, and despite understanding the consequences of this disease.
I'm sorry, what was the number, you think, per year for the county?
Oh, for San Francisco?
Yeah.
It's around 600.
Yeah, 600,
yeah.
So two,
yeah.
A day,
yeah.
Around,
yeah.
Two a day. Okay,
so there's still two or so, there's still on average a couple of new infections a day in San Francisco, despite all what we know. What does that tell you?
I think it tells us that we still have a challenge on our hands. I think that the optimistic part we're in right now, we think we have the tools to reduce it. So not only do we think of course, safe sex is, the first thing that we do just in terms of preventing new HIV infections, and of course our needle exchange program. However, we think by treating more people, that's likely to reduce infections. And two other landmark studies came out this year in the prevention world, which are very exciting. One of them, which is particularly relevant to San Francisco, of which we're going to be looking at, which is called PrEP, which is treating people before they are infected who are at high risk to get infection. So in a large randomized trial, this trial demonstrated that men who have sex with men have a reduced chance of getting HIV if they take the HIV drugs, two of the HIV drugs, even before that they are infected. So that is another promise that could work.
When you say before they're infected, does that mean like after they think they've been exposed, or is it more of a prophylactic to prevent it altogether?
It's a prophylactic to prevent it altogether.
And what are the downsides of that? Are there health? Is there a trade-off to that at all?
I think everything has trade-offs. Of course, there's the side effects of the drugs, and the particular drugs, tenofovir and FDC, that were used in the study actually are very, very well tolerated. But of course, when you're giving someone a drug for a disease they don't have, you certainly need to weigh the risks and benefits. There's also a danger if someone gets infected before you realize it and they're only taking two drugs, that you could get drug-resistant virus. And I also think it's important that pills aren't the answer for safe sex. It's not just HIV that's transmitted sexually. Syphilis is, I could give you the whole list, including hepatitis C and B, which are all transmitted sexually, which is, those pills are not going to protect one against.